lifting that up just enough to pull the actual cup out.
When you think of a self-defense class, the first thing that comes to mind probably isn't learning how to pick the lock on a pair of handcuffs. But the class Alex Queen teaches at Prosapia Partners in Coweta offers little in the way of strategic eye gouging or knee kicking. His class teaches a different set of skills with a different set of priorities.
We're trying to educate the people on the different threats that they face and the different manners to address them.
That's why the ladies' self-defense class does teach how to escape from restraints like handcuffs and zip ties. It also includes some photographic memory exercises and a basic shooting lesson. But for the most part, Queen's not teaching any maneuvers.
If we're situationally aware, establishing a baseline is no big deal. You understand the flow, which is the most important part. Rhythm and flow is huge.
The most important part of the class is learning how to profile your situation.
If something seems like a fish swimming upstream, that's an anomaly.
He calls an anomaly anything that happens less than 50% of the time.
As you're looking for anomalies, the question that you should be asking, there are two questions. What's in my area that should not be? And what's not in my area that should be?
Being aware of your surroundings is advice that many experts, from law enforcement to self-defense instructors, tend to give. Queen's class teaches the tools for doing that, dealing with more specific mental techniques as opposed to generalities. And while Prosapia does offer concealed carry and other gun-related classes,
it's not our intent to arm everybody with a firearm. If they decide to, good for them. But we would rather have someone who knew how to think their way out of a scenario than to go straight to their gun every time, because very rarely is that actually an appropriate response. Our concealed carry instructor says, if the only tool that you have is a hammer, then every problem looks like a nail.
Many places in Tulsa do offer more traditional self-defense courses. Title Boxing Club recently partnered with Tulsa's Domestic Violence Intervention Services to offer a defense seminar. Owner David Morrell says, though Title is technically a fitness club,
we kind of saw a natural connection with self-protection in our workout.
Nick Grandinetti is one of the trainers who taught the class. While he does teach more common physical maneuvers, he stresses simplicity and instinctiveness.
I don't expect a 5'3", 110-pound woman to judo throw a 215-pound, 6'5" man.
Grandinetti says he also wants to stress the importance of awareness, though in an upbeat manner without causing fear. And while that might seem to contrast with, for instance, Alex Queen's intensity about situational profiling, Grandinetti's message is ultimately similar.
That text message, that can wait until you're actually in your car. Or better yet, wait till you get home. It's not that important. So it's always a constant game of observation. You know, don't look like a victim and be aware of your surroundings.
He says that awareness and instinct are useful even in situations where a potential crime isn't random. According to police officer Leland Ashley, most home invasions in Tulsa aren't random.
Someone knows something about this individual, or somehow, you know, there's some type of activity that's involved that's making this individual choose this home.
And organizations like Divis are quick to point out that most sexual assaults are committed by acquaintances. So while the case of a random attack might be the exception, the skills of constant observation that instructors like Queen and Grandinetti emphasize can be one of the most important parts of self-protection in any setting. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.